Quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure this is it? Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Quick, do a cybersecurity check. Are your accounts safe from hackers? That depends on how you manage your passwords. Are your passwords short, simple, and easy to guess? Do you use the same password on more than one account? Do you ever forget your passwords and change them recklessly just to get into your accounts? If you answered yes even once, you're at risk. Secure all of your accounts today for free with Dashlane, the award-winning password managing app. Unlock free access for life on your favorite device by texting the word KEEP to 543-543. Dashlane protects all of your passwords and allows you to effortlessly log into any of your accounts. It's the only password manager with a U.S. patent for its security. It was featured by both Google and Apple as a best app of the year. Secure your accounts today for free. Unlock free access for life on your favorite device by texting KEEP to 543-543. That's K-E-E-P to 543-543.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion, Edge or Explorer, on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home run. Yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, you get a Collinsville.
I bet you know the doctor. But you may not know the name, Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at soundhealthservices.com. soundhealthservices.com.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton is celebrating 50 years in business. Do yourself a favor. Get out and play nine holes at Berry Hill. You'll be glad you did. Call 314-731-7979 and enjoy the 50-year tradition at Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is available at a $5 fill-up for a limited time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFC's. Tax extra.
A candy-colored clown, they call the Sandman. Tiptoes to my
Roy Orbison
every night.
The palest man I ever met.
Just a sprinkle stardust,
and he was white as a sheet.
Go to sleep, everything is all right.
I close my eyes.
Then I drift away.
Wow, another guy that you tend to forget about, one of the most unique voices, no mistaking, the voice of Roy Orbison. And a guy who had a tragic life. Remember the stories I told you about him?
Yeah.
Horrible things that happened to him? He and his wife had separate motorcycles. He watched her die on a motorcycle right in front of him. He goes over to England to perform a concert. He gets a call. His house burned down and burned his kids up in it. I mean, some bad stuff. His brother died and... Roy Orbison. Scott Sherman's in the room. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Frank.
You know a lot about music. You know quite a bit. I heard you earlier.
Thanks. I always thought music when I was growing up as a kid was kind of like my little soundtrack to my life. So I learned about the people that I liked their music when I was growing up.
What do you think of Dr. Phil? I mean, I know you're not a doctor, you're an attorney, but what do you think of this guy? Do you like this guy?
Sometimes. I like when he tells people that are completely narcissistic and full of it that. I don't like it when he starts giving advice to people who are really in trouble when he can't fix it on his show.
Yeah, I guess
it's exploiting them. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm probably just envious that why didn't I do that? You know, I could get a doctorate, whatever. I just guess, boy, look what he did. And what he's doing is really nothing. He's just, you know, he says things like, maybe you need to look in the mirror and then you'll see the source of your problem. Okay, next. I mean, it's just common sense.
The one thing he does that I like is he has some experts and some resources for some very screwed up people, in particular this opiate drug stuff. So that I like, but the exploitation and the real common sense stuff, like you say, yeah, it's kind of corny and exploitative, but I on balance, I'm about a 52% for him.
Okay, how about Oz, Dr. Oz?
I can't stand that guy.
Not me either.
He's a big. I think it's funny that he brings up these big rubber fat things, and he actually does surgery, but I think a lot of what he says is quackery, that shake-on stuff, and he's doing these product placements.
And he looks like an alien.
He does, and he has no teeth.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't have his teeth at home, and he does look like an alien. That's a very good description.
You got to eat fruits and vegetables, and then he'll be fine.
Okay. Again, just like Oz, this is pretty much common sense, though. But he's just become, to me, I see him, I go, cha-ching, 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 the money-making machine.
Frank, if I could, I'm gonna introduce you right now to a guy. I don't know if you watch these reality shows. You can tape it. It's a guy named Dr. Nauzaran. They call him Dr. Now. He does these stomach stapling and reduction surgeries for these morbidly obese people.
Right.
The guy's unbelievable. He can get these people from 600 pounds down to about 200 pounds in a couple years.
And it's a regular show?
And it's a regular show on Wednesday night. And he
My 600-pound life.
Yeah, and he really lets these fat people have it about their excuses and their whining and their complaining. And you'd really like him. He's a good guy.
Can you imagine? First of all, when I went to lose 35 pounds, the second or third day in, I thought, I'm down a pound. Can you imagine? You need to lose 500 pounds. You get on the scale, I'm down 3 pounds. I mean, you want to get on it and see 60 gone immediately. Well, that's got to be tough to do.
But I think the way they do it, they drop weight pretty quick.
He makes them. It's not just here, come on and hop on the table and I'll take your stomach out. He makes them lose sometimes 150, 200 pounds
before he'll do the surgery.
Before he do it, because he goes, I'm wasting my time with you and you're using food as a crutch. And
well, it's dangerous too. Your risk of when the surgery goes way up.
And then they do the skin, and I'm fascinated by this. They do like the skin surgery.
They cut the skin off.
Yeah.
Because you just got big folds of skin.
Yeah, and then these surgical, like these growths and stuff. So some of it's gross, but I think it's really interesting.
Well, gross to you introduce that. Growths.
Love it.
All right. That's Scott Sherman. He will do his thing after I do one bit of business, and we'll play that music and run our way. I'm going to do you a favor and give you the numbers now, because if you have any legal kind of question, you'd be smart to call right now. For most cell phones, call *KTRS. That's *5877. From other cell phones or just other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then there's 888-550-KTRS. How about the weather? Spectacular next couple of days. I mean, just winter was not a big deal. The spring is a little hiccup, and boom, summer, and everything that goes with it. And one of the things that goes with it is the people who didn't bother to get their heating and cooling system checked out, and then on the first 95-degree day, guess what? The house is set at 73, and it's been set at 73 for 12 hours, and it's only 89 in here. It's not dry. Yeah, something's wrong. I don't know anything about this stuff. I know there's a refrigerant it used to be Freon, and somebody decided that was no good, even though we'd been using it for a million years. So whatever it is now they use, like anybody else, I've had a few heating and cooling systems. I've had to replace a couple. It's not fun. It's what I call a grudge purchase. It's not something, hey, guess what? We get to spend a bunch of money for a new heating and cooling system. But you have to do it. You just have to do it. And they're not meant to last forever. So who do you call? Who do you use? Might I recommend Matheny? Matheny Heating and Cooling, 75, 76 years. One of these days, I won't be so lazy, I'll call and find out. I think it's 76 years. Three generations, family business. Here's the only little hiccup for you people who don't live in these two counties. They only service businesses and residences in St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Now, that's a big area. But if you're in Belleville or Collinsville or Edwardsville or certain parts of Missouri, sorry. I'm really sorry. I wish they could help all of you. But they're busy, busy, busy. And they're busy thanks in great part to you folks who let them know your AM and the PM and call and make an appointment. Your first appointment with Matheny, it will not be your last. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who's right, who's wrong, who's for and who's against the law?
Well, you see, now, that was me doing that. That you heard that? Don't. That was me.
Wow.
Yeah, that was not Johnny Cash's guys. That was me. How about that?
That's something.
Okay. Look. Let me see. How many calls do I see? None. I know what this is. You folks always do this. You wait, thinking. I guess that somehow you'll get it. I don't know. Here are the numbers. Let's go. Scott's ready. 314-969-KTRS. For most cell phones, star KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. While you call and Dan Strauss put your names on the screen, we'll spend 30 seconds on this. I heard you earlier on the station. I thought you were fired again.
I was.
You were fired twice.
Yeah.
So how'd you get back on?
I don't know. People can't, I guess they can't show up for work. So
decide if they want you or don't want
at
you.
At the bottom of the list, but I come in.
Well, I heard you talk about the school bus accident and the whole thing about seat belts on buses. Yeah, it's funny to me that, you know, it's a money issue. We don't have the money. Really? What is really important? Here's the reason I don't think it's going to work. There's no way you would, if you even had them, you're going to keep, 30 kids belted. You're not. They're not going to stay in their seat belts anyway. Do you agree?
Yeah.
They're going to get them, roam around and unbuckle and, you know, be rebellious and
but still,
do what they do.
I have the I've never understood that.
I'm not jumping up and down saying it's outrageous, but I find it funny that if a police officer pulls you over and your six-year-old is not in a seat belt, they will read you the riot act about how dangerous that is and how irresponsible you are.
Yeah.
And then they got 30 kids flopping around every time they hit a pothole and nobody cares. That's crazy.
And I heard you say earlier, too, there are places where they do have mandatory, certain states or counties or seatbelts in buses. I just.
Six states do, which tells me that it's not against the law to have them.
Is there a so we don't know why?
We looked at the NHTSA.
Is it the manufacturers doing it?
No, I think this is a Congress thing. Congress has not said that it's required. So NHTSA, National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, the sort of the safety police for the government, they said, well, there's this compartmentalization and the thing's real big and whatever. But if it was so that the safest way to have kids on a bus was to not have seatbelts, there'd be a law against it, or these other states would not be allowed to pass a law for it.
Yeah.
You, as a state, can make a federal law more safe, but you cannot make a federal law less safe.
And as far as the argument, well, kids wouldn't stay in the seatbelts anyway, well, I don't think that's a reason really to not have them.
No, I mean,
they might not use
them. It's like getting rid of desks because the kids probably won't sit in their seat when you tell them to sit down.
Yeah.
It just seems like with all the nannying that the government does, both at the state and federal level, seat belts for kids would be one somebody could have banged a drum on and got some money for. But guess what? I bet if you look, some of the manufacturers of this stuff have given donations to some of these congressmen and senators, and that's why you don't have
it. All right. Well, we have some calls, but I think this would be a great opportunity, and I never hear anybody do this, to salute the school bus drivers. There are thousands and thousands of these people on the road, and you rarely hear anything bad about a school bus driver. And these people they look what they've got, the lives they have, they're responsible for these children. And I just think the track record is mighty good from what I can tell for school bus drivers in the winter and bad weather, icy roads and rain, and rarely is there an accident. So let's just give it up. Give it up for the school bus drivers.
This driver today, too.
He avoided a worse accident.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, because I pick up most days my girlfriend's son from school and drop him off. And I chat a lot with the school bus driver that drops off at the elementary school and picks up. This guy is the most dedicated person to the safety of the kids on his bus of anybody I've ever met. He will not drive the bus if it's icy. He is always safe and always talks about the kids. So I agree 100%.
It makes all the difference in the world going to and coming home from school if you like the school bus driver. And in some cases, they're volunteers. I mean, there are areas where the bus drivers, they're volunteers. They didn't get paid.
You'd like this guy a lot, Frank. He's one of those just down-to-earth kind of people.
Well, I'm thinking about going back to grade school. No, I'm not. Let's take some calls here. Angela's up first. Angela, thank you for calling. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Angela.
My question is, it's a real estate question. We own some land out in the country, and we have a neighbor that's landlocked that uses our land as, I guess, an easement.
Yep.
And, a few years ago, we had a dispute with them and found out that they had never paid for the use of this easement. And at the time, the attorney that we were going through, it was probably a bad situation because these neighbors had also used him, and so he was kind of in a situation where he was a little conflicted.
Got it.
Anyway, they gave us an offer.
Yeah. Anyway.
You did
it. I said I would never do that.
And you did it.
And I almost did it again.
I know. You were halfway there.
How about therefore?
Therefore, they gave us an offer that was, I guess, ridiculously low for this easement. And long story short, nothing had happened. So now I'm kind of thinking that maybe it's a good time to re-pursue this, but I don't know exactly what we need to do in order to go forward with this, other than get a different lawyer.
That's a good thing to do, because there sounds like there's a conflict of his loyalty, and he probably shouldn't be able to represent either one of you. But the law does not like landlocked people. Think of, like, Paul Lynde on the Hollywood Squares. They don't want people that are, like, locked in the middle of with their land and can't get out. But they also have situations where they can't necessarily just do that for free. And I think that might be valuable if there was certainly an agreement that to pay for that, and he didn't pay.
I'm guessing when people buy property like that, they don't know that they're landlocked. Well, who would buy that?
The thing to do, that's a really good point. The thing that everybody should be looking at is these title companies, there has to be a title search, and they should disclose all of these impediments or all of these encumbrances on the land, including easements. And I don't know too many places left in any part of the country where a judge would not at least want the landlocked party to have an easement for egress and exit, to get in and out. And I would bet that when did they buy that piece of property, or when did you buy this thing that you have now?
35 years ago.
Okay, well, that's a long time. How about your neighbor? When did he buy it?
I don't know. I would say it was before that time.
Oh,
actually,
boy.
What happened when this all came up, they decided to do improvements to the lane to go into their land, and they cut down about 100 trees.
Whoa.
And, they did all kinds. And then they put a gate across their lane. And, of course, that's when we got the attorneys involved.
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of disputes over that. The easement is for use of property. It's not for ownership. But we've talked about on this show a lot of adverse possession, where in Missouri, is this a Missouri thing?
Yes.
All right. 10 years of taking somebody else's property and using it and holding yourself out, and you can own that. So in this particular instance, I don't know why somebody didn't do just a simple search of the in the recorder of deeds office and say, look, there's an easement here, and the agreement is you got to pay $100 a year or $1,000 a year. It sounds to me like you have a pretty simple damages claim for non-payment, like a contract thing.
We got Angela, do you have Scott's email address?
I sure do.
Say, give it to me.
Scott Sherman.
No, it never fails. No, no, that's not it. Everybody does that, though. Don't feel bad. Yeah. Tell her what it is, Scott.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
I was going to say Scott Sherman Law Offices at gmail.com. Okay, got it.
Angela, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. I liked her voice. She liked you, too, Scott. I could
tell. She was
the
nice.
Minute she started talking. Greg, thank you for being so patient and holding. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Great, Greg. How are you?
Good. Quick question. My sister has made me the executor of her will, as well as power of attorney and a living will. So I've gotten all the documents, and I've kind of read them over. I really don't understand it all. My question is, do I need to understand it all now, or should I wait until I actually have become her executor, if I ever do?
It's three flavors. Remember Neapolitan ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them to you right now. Vanilla, the one that really isn't the biggest deal in the world, is the living will. That's if she's incapacitated and you get to pull the plug. Okay, that's probably not going to come up. That's a living will. That's really more of an advanced directive on health care, okay? Strawberry, the one that is kind of a dicey one, but isn't really the most painful, and that is the POA, the power of attorney. You basically get a lot of power to make decisions for her. I don't really like power of attorney because I'm an attorney and I don't have that much power. I don't get to make decisions for people without asking them first. POA really should be power, POP, power of the person. You basically get to stand in the shoes of your sister and do whatever you think is in her best interest. Depending on the terms of that, and in the end I'll tell you what I think you should do with these documents, but that's a lot of responsibility while she's alive. The POA and obviously the advanced directive or the living will, they end when she dies. So let's hope she lives forever. But if she dies, those powers are over. Then here comes the one that doesn't have any power, the chocolate, the dirt, the executor of the estate. You have no authority under that until and unless she passes away. Then guess what you get to do? You get all the responsibility of gathering up all her stuff, reading her will or her trust or whatever, and making sure all those assets get to all those people that she designated and do it in a way that doesn't screw it up. Congratulations. You got the responsibility trifecta. It's a mess, but it's a great honor. Now, what do I think you should do? You absolutely, because you don't understand it and you're not going to get it even with my stupid little ice cream scenario, you should take those documents to a lawyer that you respect but doesn't have a connection to your sister and or the estate and say, what in the heck does this mean? And see what he or she says to you so that you can ask and answer all the scenarios and questions, because it is tons of responsibility and it is absolutely a very little reward. But I give you a lot of credit. She trusts you and she thinks you're the right person for the job.
All right, I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm going to take this call before we break because this lady has a name that for some reason has always been one of my favorite names. I think this is the most beautiful name for a woman. And maybe it has to do with when I was in grade school, one of my first ever little girlfriends had this name, Charlotte. Charlotte, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, how are you?
Terrific, how are you?
Okay, I have a question. I was seen by a podiatrist 2 years ago, and I went to him for 6 months, and he gave me all these injections in my foot, and I had all these problems, and it wasn't working. So I started researching on this type of treatment he was doing, and it was said that, you know, it's only effective 23% of the time. So I contacted his office and told him this. I have a master's degree in nursing. I kind of know this stuff. And they actually had, he had his secretary call me back and say, well, anybody can read anything in, on the internet. I was very upset. So I ended up searching for another podiatrist, ended up getting one that was world-renowned right here in St. Louis, and he ended up doing surgery on my foot. I have never had any problems. I'm still thinking that that is wrong for that first physician to charge me all that money that was never covered by insurance. And that was his response.
But Charlotte, you know, Charlotte, you, as you said, you're obviously very smart. You do have a master's degree. All that paper stuff they have you sign before each procedure, you probably signed all that, right?
Oh, I did.
And I'm guessing somewhere in there, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, it said there's no guarantee this is going to work, blah, 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 blah. Am I right?
Frank's right. Informed consent. If they explain stuff to you, whether you read it or not, in writing about the possibility that it is experimental, the possibility that it isn't widely recognized as the type of treatment, and you consent to it, you've consented to it. Now, if they, even if it's sort of novel and they do it wrong, they screw it up, or if it's basic and they screw it up, you would have a professional malpractice case. In this case, for the podiatrist, podiatric malpractice. You know, nothing.
In this, I'm guessing they didn't screw anything up. It just didn't work.
It just didn't work.
They come find out what he diagnosed me to having, I did not have. He was treating me for something I didn't have.
Well, that might fall into that category, or it may fall into sort of the category where somebody sells you something you don't really need. And that's somewhere in the realm.
But isn't it common for a doctor to say, you know what, it might be this. Let's try this. I mean, that's not uncommon.
Yeah, and look, I got it wrong. Yeah, and Charlotte, look, I'm dealing with a bone spur in my heel. I just got a boot off that I was walking around with. My feet hurt a lot, and I'm very empathetic to you. But when they say, I'm going to try this, and it doesn't work, that's not malpractice. The standard for it is for that doctor's behavior, for his or her attempt at whatever they were doing, to fall below the standard of care in that community. So if you're in St. Louis and you have the world's best podiatrist, congratulations. If you have the world's worst podiatrist, that's terrible. But if you have a mediocre podiatrist, that's not malpractice. That's just a lousy doctor, and you did the right thing. You know what the best way to get back at a lousy doctor is? Go
What's
on their
that?
Website and say that they're a lousy doctor, in your opinion. But
That's
be
true.
Careful. What might have happened is you just might have had a bad result. What was the amount of the unpaid medical treatment that the...
Oh, I paid for all of it.
How much was it?
I probably was out $500 to $700.
That's terrible. Guess what? You got off cheap.
Oh, I was going to say. I thought you were going to say a lot more than that.
$20,000.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. My grandfather had a saying. It's a good life lesson, and it's worth every penny. Take the $500 you lost and be glad that he didn't cut something on your foot and half your foot's gone. That's malpractice.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Charlotte. It is true, though, anymore, if you folks have never had any kind of surgery, they give you more papers to sign, and nobody reads them. You wouldn't understand them if you read them anyway. Essentially, what it's all saying is, something goes wrong, we're not responsible. Sign here that you agree to that. You know, I had the last eye surgery I had on my left eye a little over a year ago. Since I couldn't comprehend any of the crap, I just asked the doctor, I said, look, what are the chances I'll go blind? He said, I can tell you exactly what they are, 1 in 5,000. Every one in every 5,000 people that has it done goes blind. I said, those are great odds. I'll take those. And that's what I like to do, just done. Now I understand. And if it happens, you told me it could happen. And there's a lot of CYA and this whole HIPAA thing. My wife, I'm sure most of you experience this. Your husband, your wife tries to call. And what was that thing? I'm sorry, we can't talk to you. They won't even talk to the spouse unless there's some paperwork that shows, okay, boom, stamp, you're authorized to ask a question. We got to take a break. We come back more. Scott Sherman, hang on. Don't go away. We'll do our best to get to you. In Chesterfield Valley, if you've still never been there, what's the matter you? That's Italian for what's the matter with you? I can't understand why everybody wouldn't go in here, and maybe eventually everybody will. It doesn't mean you have to buy anything. It just means you want to see what the big deal is with this place that looks like no other place in Chesterfield Valley, inside or outside. Their claim to fame came years ago when people started to discover that the best patio furniture in the world, they carried. Stuff nobody else carried. The stuff most people did carry, they didn't carry because it was mediocre to junk patio furniture. Some of it was okay. They're not interested in okay. Their patio furniture is not inexpensive, but it's also not expensive. If expensive means you overpay, you don't overpay. You get the best of the best. You're not replacing patio furniture all the time like you used to with that other stuff. So then they thought, well, what about the best furniture for the rest of the house? So now that's what they have. Living room, bedroom, accent pieces. They have some of the best stuff made in the world. Your kids will be enjoying it, and so will their kids. That's how meant to last this stuff is. It's a terrific store, and there's nothing like it. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, Aminis.com. Meet me.
Time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like you have an accident on northbound Highway 170 at Forest Park Parkway. It's right in the safety V at the exit there, but traffic is running a little slow from just north of Brentwood. We have, I think the stoplights may be malfunctioning on northbound 94 at Prawley Lane because traffic is jammed solid back to Highway 364. You have eastbound 40 downtown slowing now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 44 stop and go. From Hampton through Shrewsbury, you've got an accident on northbound Old Halls Ferry just south of Parker Road that's causing some delays. In northbound 170, we're slowing St. Charles Rock Road up through Airport. This traffic report is brought to you by Hallmark Signature. Mother's Day is Sunday. Celebrate Mom with a card as beautiful and inspiring as she is. Find a Hallmark Signature in the card department wherever Hallmark cards are sold. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney, June 9th at Normandy Golf Course, will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors, and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw-Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to KTRS.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open, to benefit our veterans, is presented by Altair Travel, Gelmish & Sons, and Outdoor Living.
If you're sick of living paycheck to paycheck, listen up. This is Preston Neely, and I'm about to blow your mind. You want to know the big difference between you and the rich? It's not your job. It's not your skills. It's not your education. Here's the truth. Rich people make money in real estate, and it's not rocket science. Let me prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. Just call 1-800-700-2962. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money in real estate that doesn't require any cash, credit, or even manual labor. Now I'm living the dream, and I can show you how. Listen, here's the other thing about rich people. They don't pass up the deal of a lifetime, and neither should you. My book sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies now. Call right now to find out how to get your free copy while this offer lasts. Call 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962. 1-800-700-2962.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-600-1568. Transcend is cleared by the FDA, and it's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while offline. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-600-1568. That's 1-800-600-1568.
Okay, so maybe it's not something you think about every day, and I'm guessing you aren't likely to bring it up at the dinner table tonight. The it is funeral planning. And the staff at Alexander White Mullen Funeral Home in Mount Lebanon Cemetery understands it can be hard to talk about. But we'd like you to know that when you make final arrangements before the time of need, you can design a plan that reflects your personality, passion, and budget. We can help you create the celebration of a lifetime. It's what we're known for. By planning now, your wishes can be followed, and you'll help spare your family unnecessary stress and financial burden. Our gift to you today, a free personal planning or veterans guide. Just call 314-739-1133. That's 314-739-1133. Or visit alexanderstlewis.com. That's alexanderstlewis.com. Your life is like no other. Rely on us to see that it's well celebrated. Come see
Tina,
Chandra,
Christina
today.
Family-owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
It's almost here, and it's celebrating its 16th year. Art on the Square. Friday, May 19th through the 21st at Belleville's Public Square. See over 100 artists from around the country and around the world. Meet Jennifer Bertrand, the winner of HGTV's Design Star, on the Living with Art Interior Design Stage Saturday and Sunday. There'll also be a fantastic array of wine and food available for your enjoyment, along with musical acts all weekend long. Shuttle service is provided from the Shield Street Metrolink Station. There's fun for the whole family, and admission is free at Art on the Square.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They'll be broadcasting live from a historical restoration in the Moorlands of Clayton by Period Restoration.
It's the Inside Out Show, live on remote.
That's my line.
That's this Saturday, the Inside Out Show, live from a historical restoration in the Moorlands of Clayton by Period Restoration, 731 Westwood Drive.
Come and join us.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get back to Scott Sherman. My goodness, next up is a Scott. Scott, say hello to Scott.
Hey, Scott. How you doing today?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm awesome. So I've got a real estate question for you. My landlord, his apartment unit was foreclosed. As a tenant, what are my rights?
You have a contract with them. It depends on whether or not the people that have they bought the property.
Yes, it was sold at auction.
It's up to the new owner to decide if they want to stick with that contract. I think they could terminate you, but they have to do it by giving you notice, probably 30 days notice. How long is this lease for?
I've got about another 3 months on it.
You'll be fine. How are they going to get somebody in there in that period of time unless they wanted you out to renovate it? So
I was just served court papers.
To evict you?
Yes.
Yeah, you're leaving. So you don't have to leave today. When's the court hearing?
Next month.
Go to the court hearing and tell the judge, I need some time to get out. I didn't miss paying my rent. This you know, deadbeat.
And by then, it's only 60 days. In 30 days, it'll only be 60 days.
That's right.
I don't think he's going to have a problem.
So just, I would pay my rent for the month of June. I would go to that court hearing, and is it in St. Louis County?
St. Louis City.
St. Louis City. Oh, even better. just say, Judge, I have nowhere else to go. Can I get some time? They'll give you some time. Just having that first hearing, they'll kick it around for another 30. Yeah. And if you needed another 30 after that, you could probably go and ask the judge again. But it's time to start making plans for a new place to live.
So who should I, then who do I pay the rent to?
The people
that
sued
you. The new landlord?
Oh, yeah. The other guy probably stole the money you gave. That's why he's out. See, when you're a landlord, you take the money from the tenants and you pay the mortgage with it. And just like, you know, when you bring money into your house, you pay your house mortgage. He didn't do that. I wouldn't give money to that deadbeat. The new owners are the new people that you pay to.
Maybe okay. You should ask the judge, who do I pay the rent
well,
to?
Well, I pay June because in the end, Scott here does not want to have just a landlord-tenant. It's just for possession, right? They're not saying you owe them money. They just want you out, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You want to keep your good credit score. You want to keep your good name. So you don't want to say, hey, I can just sit here and not pay these guys. They're going to get you then for the back rent.
But who does he pay now?
Pay it to the people that sued him.
The new owner. Because you pay the other guy. He doesn't own the place anymore.
Send it to the lawyer that sued you in the name of that place, unless they gave you a new management person that you could mail it to. But I would get him. I'd even give him a money order and certified mail that thing right to that lawyer. Okay, smarty pants lawyer, you're going to kick me out? You're not going to get me and hurt my credit. Here's your money for June.
All right. We
all right,
jump.
That
Scott,
sounds great.
Good luck, Scott. Let me see if I can get Dave in here real quickly. Dave, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Good afternoon, Scott. I have a question on a executor of a will.
Yes, sir.
When the court appoints you as the executor of the will, do you get $20,000 for doing that when everything is finalized?
Can I say something?
Sure.
Not if there's not $20,000 in the estate, and you never get all of it. It's always a percentage, right?
Yeah, Frank's right. There, large estates have a certain percentage, like 1% of certain amount of value, 2%, 3%. Is it possible? Yes. But that judge, that probate judge, when they issue those letters testamentary, that's what it's called, appointing the person as the executor of an estate, at the end of that, that judge can approve that executor getting compensated in some way. So, is it possible to get 20 grand? Yeah. You know, if you're August Bush's, the ninth executor. But if it's Joe Blow and he's got, you know, a house in South City that's worth, you know, 80 or 90 grand, you're not going to get anything like that. You're going to get 1% or 2% of the value of that estate. But you got to get it approved by the court. You can't just take it.
So if the court said that you get $20,000 and then the rest of the estate is divided up to everyone else and you're part of that estate, you get your $20,000 first and then your portion of whatever's left.
If that's what the court says.
Yeah, I mean, that scenario is plausible because you do compensate the executor, but you also have to distribute these funds pursuant to the wishes of the person that passed away.
Yeah,
yeah the will based
yeah, the
on...
will in accordance with the directive of the will.
That's right. And I don't know that the executor has priority over the distribution in the will, but... the courts are very good at making accommodations to compensate that executor. It's a lot of work. It's a lousy job. We were talking about that with Greg a little bit earlier. It's a lot of work, and it's not a lot of reward. But there is some compensation. So when the decedent, the person that dies, has a will, it normally goes that stuff is distributed throughout the will. The executor gets compensated on a percentage basis based on the value of that estate.
All right.
Now, if the will states that the executor gets $20,000 for distributing my property.
Oh, that wasn't a court. You said it was a court. You said the court said that.
No, it's a provision in the will.
Well, we got into an argument, a discussion.
I got one minute, Dave. 1 minute.
Yes.
I think that if that's the provision that the testator wanted or the decedent wanted the executor to get $20,000, they should have done it as a gift, not as a payment to as executor. But Joe Blow, who happens to be my executor, gets $20,000. That would be legitimate. They try to follow the wishes of the decedent because they don't want to second guess that person. So they say Joe Blow gets $20,000 and the rest goes to something, and the test and that person happens to be the executor. Okay, fine. But that the more money the executor gets, and the older the person is that when they made that will, or the more infirmed, the more they're going to question the capacity of the person that made that designation. So I don't know that person, but is it possible? Yeah, they like to do the wishes of the decedent in a will.
All right.
Okay, so basically that was in the will. The judge ruled that the executor gets the $20,000. Everybody else divides up everything else. And now they're re-suing.
For the capacity of the person that made the will?
No, just the validity of the will.
I'll say this and we got to go. It's very difficult to override when a judge in a probate proceeding is ruling on things. It's like abuse of discretion. So likelihood they're going to lose that.
They're just killing time and wasting your time, and they're probably going to lose.
Okay.
All right?
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
And real quickly, when somebody says, I'd like to be the executor of my estate, that's not something where you should go, thank you. You should go, no!
Yeah.
That's like when somebody assigns you to be the mower of your lawn.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Real quickly, give them that email address.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
All right, thank you. Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, guys.
Welcome by Pistols Plus. Not really, but I needed to say Pistols Plus, and I'll say it again later. Dan, let's do some traffic.
All right, Tim, give us some traffic.
All right, westbound Highway 40, Grand to McCausland. You're running a bit slow from Lindbergh out through 270, and then once you get out Chesterfield Valley, a couple pockets there, and really heavy in areas from Highway 94 out through Highway 70. You do have southbound 270 on the brakes now from Page down through the Clayton Road overpass, and then slow areas down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 heavy from Hampton through Shrewsbury, and on southbound Highway 170, things are jamming up now from Page down through 40. This report brought to you by Hallmark Signature. Mother's Day is Sunday. Celebrate mom with a card as beautiful and inspiring as she is. Find Hallmark Signature in the card department wherever Hallmark cards are sold. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
When the Big 550 KTRS needed electrical work done, they went with Stride.